Thank you for those very appropriate songs this morning, John, about the focus on our mighty God, who he is, exalted, high, upholds all things by the word of his power. And we're here to worship him. We're here to exalt him. We're here to lift him high. And so we welcome all of you here. As we can see, there's a huge portion of our body not here. Our young people, most of them are gone. Thankful for those that are here. So join us together today in just celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our lesson, for those of you who have not looked at it, is about the kingdom and the power. Just the power of God in who he is, always existent, no beginning, forever strong beyond our comprehension, speaking the worlds into existence by his word, just by his voice, just calling things, stars, be there, moon, be there, galaxies, just go into place. I just say it and it's done. Wouldn't it be not wonderful if we could just say the word and things would be done? But we are not God, and we submit to his lordship and to his will. I want you to think about the power of God and his word. As the word of God is, as you know, as those little seeds. Our lessons this morning talk about the mystery of a seed growing, breaking the ground. I've always marveled how that little green shoot, just this little weak little shoot, can push through hard soils and around rocks and push its head out the soil. But you just take your hand and you just break it. But it that seed is able to break open and push through the soil. I want you to think about God and his mighty power to calm the sea, as he did in the lesson this morning. The mighty waves, as Jesus was there on the boat and it was crashing and they were about to go under. I want you to think about the power of the ocean as you saw scenes of the tsunami in Japan and the devastation that it brought, and just the power of that. But Jesus, with one word, with a few words, said, peace, be still, and those waves just calmed down. I want you to think about the power of God to change circumstances in your life that seem impossible. You know, just a thought from God's mind, just a word from his lips, just a touch of his hand, and it's done. It's so easy for God. He's able to do all things, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And so we're here this morning to celebrate him and to lift him high and to rejoice around him that he is our God, he's our rock, he's our anchor. We've staked our lives to him, and he will carry us through this life, whatever that means for us. I want to read some verses with these thoughts in mind from Psalm 29. It talks about the power of God. So listen to these words and think about the power of the ocean, the power of the water, the power of God to create the worlds, the power of God to hold together all the universe. In Colossians it says, by him all things consist. He holds it all together. Last night there was a full moon, and they said that the moon appeared to be larger last night than normal, because larger than in 18 years, because it's because of its elliptical rotation revolution around the Earth. It got closer than it will for 18 years, or has for 18 years, so it's appeared very bright. And Lord, I don't know if you could see that or not, but God is a very accurate, powerful God to hold all things in their orbits precisely, predictably. Psalm 29, give unto the Lord, O you mighty. Give unto the Lord his glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory unto his name. Do unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We're here to do that. We're here to give him glory that is due his name, not hold back. We're here to worship him in the beauty of holiness. As our lives are clean before him, he can receive our adoration, our praise that's undiluted and pure. Verse 3, the voice of the Lord is on the waters, the God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. God's word, God's voice, mighty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yea, he breaks the cedars of Lebanon. We saw him break the coast of Japan, devastate that nation, things that were made to resist. Huge impacts brought to nothing by his power. He makes them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calve and discovers the forests. And in his temple does everyone speak of his glory. So be it. The Lord sits upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sits king forever. And the Lord will give strength, power to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I want you to think about that as we look at as the scene of the power of the water. The men are going to put that up here. The power of the water. Just think about these words, the words of Scripture, as we look at this. They said that that first wave of tsunami was 500 miles per hour hitting the land. Jesus, by the word of his mouth, can control those waters. The sea that Jesus was on was very rough, and with his word he calmed that sea. And instantly the waters obeyed his voice. The voice of the Lord allowed this travesty, this devastation to happen. The voice of the Lord is able to take care of the things in our life. I want you to think about that as we go to prayer and as we go into our discussions this morning, our study of His Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the mighty power that You are and hold, that You embody, the marvelous God that we can entrust our lives to, our life situations, our own tragedies and our own difficulties, our own impossibilities that we face. And Lord, we just bring them to You today. We bring to You the things in our hearts, the things that are big in our minds. We bring to You, Lord, the people of Japan. We pray for them. Lord, reach out to them. Show them Your mercy and grace. And through this, may Your voice be heard, the voice of salvation, the voice of truth. God, meet with us today. Be exalted in our minds. May we worship You in the beauty of holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.